we were doing the mitzvot that are not relevant today, and within the mitzvah of mesit, that a person shouldn't encourage others to go after paganism, there are six prohibitions. One is not to prophesize in the name of idols. Number two is that we're not allowed to listen to someone who prophesies in the name of idols. Number three is not to give false prophecy even in the name of Hashem. Number four is that we have a commandment to execute a false prophet and not be scared of him. Then we have the mitzvah not to do Ov and Yid Oni. Those are two prohibitions. Those were ways of questioning the dead. Then we have the prohibition not to pass a child to Molech, where they pass a child through fires, Machlokas in the Gemara, whether the child was actually burnt or not. But this was a pagan procession, and there's a specific biblical prohibition against it. The Torah prohibits us from setting up a matzeva, this one stone monument that was set up for sacrifices for idols. The Torah prohibits us from planting a tree on the Temple Mount. Again, the pagans used to plant trees, and then they'd worship either the idol that was under the tree or the tree itself. It was one part of the pagan practices, so there's a biblical prohibition against planting trees on the Temple Mount. And then we have the biblical prohibition not to make a pact with one of the seven nations, the seven pagan nations, and not to have extra mercy over them, where we're not supposed to say, oh, look what a beautiful pagan that is. Don't go admiring them. Leave them to their own, and we invite them to leave the land. The Torah says we're not allowed to let them stay as pagans in the land of Israel. We give them the option to accept the Noahide laws or leave. But they're not allowed to stay here and continue their pagan ways. And then the Torah gives us the prohibition of chover chaver, which was some way in which they could enchant different animals and get the animals to follow them or to gather. There was some kind of sorcery or something which they could enchant different creatures. So that's a biblical prohibition as well.